These few steps are considered an act of resistance for Catherine Bertrand. The 39-year-old is walking towards the Bataclan Music Hall, where she survived one of France's most horrendous terror attacks.
Il est 22h25 sur France Info. Franck Noblesse.
Un seul titre ce soir, plusieurs fusillades à Paris. Des
On the 13th of November 2015, three armed gunmen killed 90 people during a concert by the rock band Eagles of Death Metal. The massacre was part of a series of attacks across Paris that claimed the lives of 131 people.
J'ai toujours un peu la boule en ventre. Je voulais pas développer une phobie.
I still have a knot in my stomach when I come here, but I will keep coming. I started to regularly return in front of the Bataclan a few weeks after the attack, as I didn't want to develop a phobia. And it's sort of a pilgrimage. I'm paying homage to the dead and reminding myself of how lucky I am to have survived.
Catherine survived the assault unharmed, or so it seemed. Shortly afterwards, she developed what many other victims of terror attacks suffer, post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD.
At first, I didn't want to see the symptoms, but then I developed so-called hypervigilance, noises like when a door slams shut or something falls to the ground, sounded like gunshots to me. I had auditive hallucinations and imagined sirens, and I was blaming myself for being alive. The others had died so that I could live on. It felt like I was going crazy.
Her family and friends were struggling to understand what she was going through, especially as PTSD is still little known as an illness amongst civilians in France. Catherine felt incapable of putting her feelings into words. She instead chose a method that had been one of her hobbies from an early age. Drawing. This drawing, for example, she tells me, shows me at work where we sometimes would do apéros on a Friday afternoon. One day, one of my colleagues threw open my door, a bottle of alcohol in her hand, and yelled, "Apéro!" I was so frightened by the sudden noise that I fell off my chair. The drawings helped Catherine reconnect to the world around her.
I put all my suffering on paper, and there is a load off my mind. It's like a catharsis. I wanted to make people understand how I was suffering from this invisible injury. This huge millstone that I'm drawing stands for all the symptoms of my PTSD.
As Maginifi is not surprised, Catherine has found relief through drawing. The psychologist is specialized in dealing with traumata and head of a dedicated center called Phoenix in northern Paris. Drawing is an integral part of Genifi's therapeutical method.
J'ai introduit l'art thérapie parce que j'ai constaté selon mes expériences.
We are using art therapy because we have realized to what extent it can help people open up. Many survivors of the attacks in France have developed PTSD. And a lot of them can't express their feelings through words. The suffering gets stuck inside, which amplifies the pain.
And
Catherine realized her drawings could not only help her. That's why she has published them in a book that she now plans to get translated.
My fellow survivors told me that my drawings showed exactly what they were going through. They took them to their relatives and friends, and that helped them re-establish links with their loved ones. I think my drawings could also help other victims of terrorism or other traumata across the world.
Catherine is meanwhile trying to reconnect to a normal life. She has published a second book in which she talks about everyday problems instead of the symptoms of her illness. And yet, the attack has changed her forever. The former archivist has now trained as a graphic designer.
It's like I'm a new Catherine now. The old version of me is dead. I dare to do a lot more things that I only dreamed of beforehand. I know that I have no time to lose and want to live life to the fullest. I have become a bit of a go-getter and want to blossom in my art.
Catherine will keep returning to the Bataclan. She's determined not to give in to the fear the terrorists have awoken in her. Lisa Louis, DW, Paris.